We'll call the Warwick City Council Finance Committee meeting to order. The time is 5:10 PM. Acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on October 5th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, may I make an announcement if you don't mind?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Ladies and gentlemen and colleagues, obviously, this is election season, but everything aside, we're all parents at some point. And I'm happy and honored to announce that our colleague, Councilman Stephen McAllister, and his lovely wife, Vanessa, gave birth to a 6-pound, 7-ounce baby daughter. And 10/25, Saturday, October 17th, Grace Susan McAllister was born. So he will not be in this meeting, but we definitely wish him the absolute best, much sleep, and we wish Vanessa the best too, considering I believe, Mr. Chairman, it was 2 to 3 days of labor. So we wish them a lot of rest and hopefully a through the night baby.
Yeah. Thank congratulations. You. That's wonderful. And Councilman McAllister and Vanessa, God bless you both and your new daughter and your new challenges and all the wonderful years ahead. It's certainly going to be an amazing experience.
Absolutely.
So that was wonderful news. Thank you for that, Councilman Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, moving on. First item, 2020-134, found on page one. We are going to do a PCR 99-20 on that. We will have the council president will need to abstain. So starting out, item one. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good evening, everyone. The water department is requesting to extend the expiration on this bid until December 16th, 2020. This bid actually expired on October 16th because of we're trying to help out the water department. This particular bid fell through the cracks. It is out for advertisement right now. We're just requesting to extend should they need anything between now and getting this bid awarded, but we're not requesting any additional funding.
So Christy, the bid has been put together. The RFP is out as
yes,
we speak.
Yes, it was advertised on Friday.
Okay. Okay. And there's no additional monies asked for. You're simply looking for a 2-month extension.
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Howe, any questions?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me. It's me. Sure? It's Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. If Council President is abstaining from this, you're going to need a PCR number.
I gave it one. PCR 9920.
Didn't hear you.
That's okay. I read your notes on the consent, so that's how I figured it out. Thank you. Okay. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on now PCR 9920, formerly 2020-134.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2020-326, closed top containers, found on page 12.
Public Works is requesting to purchase 2 closed top 40-yard, basically dumpsters, in the amount of $12,600 from Rhode Island Container Products. Half of this cost will be funded by a grant from Rhode Island Resource Recovery that we were awarded recently. So the out-of-pocket cost for the city is $6,300 for 2 containers. So these are for cardboard recycling. So we're trying to ramp up some of the recycling efforts.
That's good, Christy. And as I understand it, you guys have been doing really good with the recycling efforts for quite some time now, right?
Yes, it's been a long time. Yeah. We do very well.
Right. So just for clarification, we're going to, or you're asking us to award $12,600. And once those, once that expenditure has been completed, you will get reimbursed through the municipal grant for $6,300, correct?
Yes, we'll have to send the appropriate paperwork to the landfill, and then they'll reimburse the city.
And someone has been assigned, I don't know, maybe you, to do the quarterly reports that are due on December 31st, March 31st?
Grant
details and deadlines. There is a quarterly report due on December 31st.
Right. I submitted all the paperwork for the grant. I followed up. It was actually a little bit late this year because they didn't meet in August like they were supposed to. So yes, we will certainly take care of that.
Okay, so someone is going to be assigned the task of filing the report that's due on December 31st, because if it's not filed, then that will negate this grant. Okay, any questions from Councilman Howe?
No,
sir. Questions? Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Councilman. Thank you. Item 2021-108, original equipment manufacturers parts for various police vehicles. Found on page 16.
Good evening, everyone. Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In September, the city went out to bid for OEM parts for motor vehicles. The bid request included parts for the fleet vehicles for the police department, as well as those serviced by our agencies for other city departments. We received two responses. The department's recommending factory motor parts be awarded the bid as the lowest overall bidder. The current contract expires November 17th. If awarded, funding in the not to exceed $75,000 would be from budget code 30-330.
Major, if you could explain to us the delay in getting this bid to us.
Sure. So with this contract expiring November 17th, we would have liked to have it on the docket at the September 21st meeting, which would have been just shy of the 60 days. That docket deadline was August 24th. Therefore, we would have liked to have it out to bid by the first week in August. I researched all of my emails. I spoke to the fleet manager, his emails, other staff members. We started the process when we should have. So we began reviewing the specs from last year at the end of June and the beginning of July, which would have been the correct time frame to do so. The completed RFP was sent over to purchasing on July 29th, which would have been the correct time frame. For some reason, our agency didn't send over the pink sheet, the cover sheet, until August 13th, which was a two-week delay. I have no idea why that delay took place, but it in fact did stall things. And then the bid itself wasn't advertised until September 2nd. So that was another delay there. So the only thing I can contribute these delays to are staffing shortages, because it didn't fall through the cracks. We knew it was there. We started the process. We did the review. We had everything ready. Like I said, staffing delays or maybe interoffice mail, trying to limit contact between departments, that may have contributed to it as well. But short of that, I don't have a better explanation.
Thank you, Major. Appreciate the straight up answer on that. Major, I had also, I'm looking at these pots, and first of all, kudos for the 25 pot items that you've submitted, and certainly very helpful to us in analyzing who is the better, cost-wise, who is the better supplier here. But could you just explain to us how you came up with this, or who came up with this list, and why the POTS list is what it is, how that was based?
Sure. Last year, I had put together a parts list, basically reviewing invoices and what I could put my hands on. This year, in July, I went down to the fleet manager and asked him to take a look at the list from last year. He was able to take off some parts, put new parts in that were more relevant, the ones that we purchased more often, to have a more complete list. So the fleet manager was the one that actually finalized the list.
Good. Good. So these are the parts that you most used last year.
Great. That's correct.
Very good. Okay. Thank you for that, Major. Any questions from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman. I want to say I appreciate you asking the question, understanding about the timelines. And it seems to me, I know that you and I spoke about this with your business. It seems to me that everyone's going through this when it comes to delays, where it goes sometimes 3 to 4 levels above where the ordering is going on. I know that there's delays that, you know, start at the manufacturing or even overseas from this entire COVID thing. So I want to thank the Major for being diligent and, of course, following up with, you know, your questions and with her excellent answers and trying to predict and get ready for what she needs and what the department needs moving forward. So thank you.
That is very true, Councilman. And, you know, I can certainly speak to that firsthand, trying to get materials, trying to find materials, controlling prices on materials. It's just been constant torture. The backlogs and the delays are incredible. But as you know, I have always been a level player, and I ask everyone the same questions about the same issues. So that's why the questions were asked this evening, but I certainly understand the challenges that all department heads are facing. I've never seen anything like this. But thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, Councilman Howell, could you give a motion, please?
Move favorable action.
The motion favorable. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2021-109, various replacement automotive parts found on page 21. Major?
Again, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In September, we again went out to bid. This was the same time frame as the OEM parts bid. They were basically coupled together. The bid request included parts for our fleet vehicles and those serviced by our agency. We received 2 bids. As such, the police department is requesting the bid be awarded to both bidders. Action Auto was the lowest overall bidder for the bulk of the items, and Lawson Products is a specialty vendor that we use for nuts, bolts, and electrical connectors that Action doesn't provide. So both Action and Lawson are actually on the current bid right now, and they were the only 2 bids that we received for next year.
Thank you, Major. Any questions, Councilman Howe?
No, sir.
Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Before we go on to the next item, I was remiss on one item. Christy, are you still on? Christy?
I'm here.
Okay, Christy, I jumped on to the next issue, but I want to back up for a bit because I want to give you kudos for that, the grant. You know, we hear other departments, of course, doing and looking for grants. And I want to also recognize you and your department for requiring that grant of $6,300. These are not easy to come by. And I want you to know that I know not just myself, but all my colleagues in the city council and the taxpayers especially do recognize that and appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, moving on to 2021-114, found on page 30.
In September, the police department went out to bid for tablets and radio mounting hardware. This is for the new 11 cruisers that were approved earlier this year. We expect to start them to start arriving shortly. We will be utilizing the tablets and much of the equipment currently in the oldest Taurus cruisers as possible when we bring the new vehicles online. But because the new vehicles are Explorers, the older ones are Tauruses, the console and the mounts are different. So we received three bids on this RFP. Island Tech withdrew their bid upon learning that we were looking to buy mostly hardware and not complete packages for each cruiser. As such, Holzberg Communications was the lowest overall bidder, and we recommend that they be awarded this contract.
Thank you, Major. Any questions, Councilman Howe?
No, all set. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, Councilman
Howe. Move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. All in favor?
Aye.
I second it. Yeah, aye, thank you. Next item, 2021-131, rodent control, found on page 37.
Public Works received three bids and are requesting to award to Neogen Corporation for the rodent control materials in the amount of $15,000 for 1 year.
Christy, I know I've very recently received a couple of calls from constituents in my area expressing some problems with rodents. Do you find that this is on an increase this year versus other years?
I don't think so. I can tell you that there's a form which I believe is online. It's also available in the office for people to fill out if they think that they need services, that basically, you know, gives us permission to do that to go on their property. But I don't find that we're spending any more money than we have in the past. And that's basically all I have to gauge it on is what we're spending.
Sure. Right. So on this Neogen Corporation, the Protected LP Black, they've got a price there of $657, site 1106, and Foreshore has it for $5731 per case of six, which brings it down to $955 each.
Mm-hmm.
On Neogen, I'm assuming that price of $657 is each.
Yes, those are the bait boxes. So those are the black boxes that they put out. Yes, that is each.
Okay. On the final blocks, 18-pound pail, the alternate bid was Talon weather blocks, 12 by 18-pound pails, $780 a pallet. That works out to $65 for an 18-pound pail. I'm curious why they weren't considered in this bid. Had they not bid on the Protector Black or?
For the bait or for the we're talking about the bait now, right?
Yeah, well, it says note one, alternate bid, Talon weather blocks, got the SYN number, 12 by 18-pound pails, $780 a pallet. Is that the same as the final blocks?
I'm not sure about the product itself. We don't have anywhere to put a whole pallet of rodent bait at this point. We don't have anywhere to store it. We usually buy maybe two pails at a time. We're not storing it.
Okay. And how many pails of that did you use last year?
The last thing, and I'd have to go back and look specifically, the purchase order that we pulled for this year, which is all we spent this fiscal year, was for $916. I don't remember if there were boxes included in that. So, but if I had to guess, it was a combination of boxes and bait.
Okay. So you don't anticipate using 12, 18 pound pails then at any time in the near future?
No, no. For the residents of the city, I would have to say no.
Hopefully you won't. And Christy, who is the individual that is handling the rodent control right now? And who's responsible for the inventory coming in and the inventory going out?
So it's overseen by the highway division. There are several people that have the license because there's a test you have to pass with the state of Rhode Island. So there are several people that have the license, but it is, we have one person that when we purchase stuff, it's, you know, logged in, logged out, that kind of thing. So
who is that person?
Right now, temporarily, it's this young lady, Kelly.
Okay. And who are the, would you say there were two people licensed to do this?
I think there's three. As far as who they are, you'd probably have to speak to the director if you wanted their names.
Okay. But right now, we do have three people employed.
I think so.
Who are licensed to do this?
Yes, I think so.
Approximately three people. Okay.
Right. There's at least one.
Okay. And then the process is to I'm speaking for myself. I'm asking for myself now with a couple of my constituents that have called. So the process would be to either direct them to the site so they could download the forms themselves, fill them out, or I could get it to them. So once they get the forms filled out, then what?
So it comes back to the office, at the department, Public Works, and then we pass them along. They'll be contacted by someone to, you know, let them know when they're coming out or... Okay. You know, I mean, I don't think they have to be home. I don't think anyone needs to be home for us to come out. We're just, you know, making sure that they know we're going to be maybe in your backyard, looking around, maybe seeing if you have anything that, you know, would attract rodents, like bird feeders, pet food, and stuff like that. You know, make some recommendations of stuff maybe that they can do to help alleviate the issue if they think they're having one. And then if they need to, they would place the bait boxes.
Okay. All right, good. Any questions, Councilman Howe?
No, sir.
Okay, any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, Councilman Howe?
Move for favorable action.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2021-150. Found on page 40.
Public Works is requesting to purchase a 9-foot replacement dump body for one of our 1-ton dump trucks. The body that's currently on this truck is rotted. It is unrepairable. The cabin chassis still has some usefulness to it. So we are requesting to purchase a replacement body for it in the amount of $4,841.10 from Dejana Truck.
So Christy, once again, I think your department has been doing a really good job with trying to make the best use out of some of these older vehicles. I know you've done it with dump trucks and just a bunch of equipment that your department has been really working hard to try and get, you know, some extra mileage and some extra blood and guts out of these vehicles. And this is one perfect example. And once again, I just want to extend my compliments on those efforts. And it is definitely noted. And I know,
thank you. We have some talented individuals.
That's really good that you're able to do that. And I know you're saving the taxpayers a lot of money in this particular item. Councilman Hart, any questions?
No questions, sir.
Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 2021-153, underwater search and recovery flotation jackets, front of page 43.
The police department went out to bid in September for flotation jackets for our new marine unit. We received two bid responses. The lowest overall bidder was West Marine Pro, which we are recommending them as the to be awarded the contract. For an amount not to exceed $3,500, that's for 13 flotation jackets, which will be funded by our 2018 Burn JAG grant.
Okay. And again, the grants are wonderful. Just keep on plugging. Keep on doing everything that you all are doing. Councilman Howell, any questions?
I have to second what you just said, but no questions, sir.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Item 2021-179, purchase items for hail trailers, found on page 48.
Hey, again.
Hello.
Public Works is requesting to purchase parts for, we have two East Hail trailers that attached to the tractor trailers that we have. They're 2001 and a 2002, and they have this particular load cover system made by Cromaro Tarpaulin Systems. One needs a full replacement. It just does not work. So we need a full replacement of one of the load cover systems, and the other trailer just needs a load cover. So we are requesting to award a 56-6 to Cromaro Tarpaulin Systems in the amount of $3,296.51.
And that includes shipping too, right, Christy?
Yes.
Okay, any questions, Councilman Howe?
None.
Okay, any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Christy. Item 10, 2021-183, found on page 51.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, to award the annual service contract for emergency services workforce management software to CrewSense LLC, which is now part of Vector Solutions as the sole provider of their software as a service product. This is coming in late, and I explained in the letter, it was totally human error on my part. This is a switch from, they got acquired by Vector Solutions, so the invoice came in late. At that point in time, Chief Umenhauer had requested a clarification on the cost. He was not sure the cost was listed correctly. I saw that, lost track of it, and then on September 28th, the invoice came in and said, where are we, well, how are we doing with this? And you'll notice on the letter, I wrote the letter the same day and got it in as soon as I could, but that was on my part. The police department and the fire department actually split the cost for this, and the letter has it broken out. The fire department has 160 licenses, and the police department has 275 licenses, based at $59.88 each. The pricing is comes out there.
Okay. Any questions, Councilman Howe?
No, sir.
Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item, 2021-184, found on page 54.
Good evening, Linda Baraska.
Good evening, Lynn.
City Clerk's office. This expired on June 30th, 2020. No fault of anyone but myself. No excuse. I overlooked it. So I'm seeking a 56.6 in the amount of $6,650 to MuniCode. This covers the update to the code of ordinances as well as the annual web hosting. MuniCode is a sole source vendor. Funds will be encumbered on a as-needed basis. On the average, there are two or three supplements a year. Funds will come from budget code 13228. Current contract, this contract will cover July 1, 2020 to June 30th of 2021.
And Lynn, I would assume that, you know, the service had just continued on as is, right?
Correct. We haven't put a supplement in, so we're okay.
Yeah, okay. Any questions, Councilman Howell?
None.
Any questions from members of the council? Do I have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
I'll second it. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Item number 2021-185, found on page 56.
I'm Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 612 to increase the award amount on bid 2019-211 by $97,500, bringing the three-year total for this bid to $277,500. And this request would extend the date of the bid through August 31st, 2021. With this one, what we ran into actually was the state bid that this was piggybacked on originally expires at the end of the year. And I worked with the purchasing department at the state to find out if it was going to be extended. We're very quick to always talk about agencies that we have to work with that aren't cooperative. I want to mention that Gail Walsh in the purchasing division for the state went above and beyond. She could not get anyone to commit. She tried to extending this bid past December 31st of this year, although they believed they would. However, she found another bid that they did already decide to extend and was able to get me a confirmation letter email that was attached. So we were actually able just to change which state bid we're piggybacking off of with the same results and the same pricing.
Okay. Any questions, Councilman Howell? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Councilman?
Any questions? Yes.
This is Pat Peschke. I just want to make one little correction to Phil. We were going to do the 612 on the old bid. This is technically a 5610 where we're piggybacking a new bid on the state. And you had quoted as a 612. I just want to, for the record, make sure. It is a 5610, not a 612, not an alteration to a contract. It is a new contract.
That was, I had the old letter. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, Pat. It's also in our documents, Councilman Howe and members of the council. It states at the top that it is a 5610 Verizon Wireless Cellular Service. So the best I can see, our paperwork and documents are correct. Are you okay with that, Councilman Hoff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Okay, and one more time, any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Need an acceptance of the minutes.
Move to accept. Oh, I apologize. Go ahead. Move to accept October 5th.
We have a motion to accept. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, 2020-134, large diameter clamps, saddles, and couplings. Wait a minute. I got the wrong paper stapled together here. Excuse me. Okay, just bear with me 1 minute. I'm going to have to go through the sheet one time here. I apparently printed out the wrong item. If you don't mind, I'm just going to call for a 5 minute recess here so I can get the right documents and print it out. Any objections?
No objection.
Thank you. Okay, Phil, we're going to take a 5 minute recess.
Very good.
Phil, you there?
I am, sir.
Okay, if we could check with everybody, I have the right item here and I'm ready to move on. If everyone else is ready.
All set.
Okay. All council members, all set? Okay, we all set?
All right. I believe so.
Start over. Councilman Howe, if we could have acceptance of the minutes again, please.
Certainly. Move acceptance of minutes for October 5th, 2020 meeting.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 9B820. The consent calendar. Next item, PCO 7-19, pension board. We had some discussion on that at the last meeting. I believe Councilman Howe had asked to hold to have an opportunity to review the changes that I had proposed, or amendments I had proposed. And I will open that for discussion.
You want me? I can begin, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
Certainly, please.
Thank you. I did review what you went over. I spoke to many involved parties, and the consensus I got was that there is enough checks and balances concerning the pension board that, as written, it is without this amendment, it is good. I spoke to the executive. I spoke to the members involved. I read your ordinance, and I feel that this is something that is already has the checks and balances on. And from the recommendations of the people that actually have skin in the game on this, understanding the people that this is meant to guide towards, I feel comfortable with it as is without the ordinance.
Okay, fair enough.
I will say also, Mr. Chairman, I will say also that, and I'm not gonna ask for another hold, I'm not gonna do that, but I will say that I know Councilman McAllister, though his daughter chose to do a dramatic entrance, also wanted to be involved in this, but I'll put that on record that Councilman McAllister was interested, that is something that, you know, the situation doesn't call for right now, but I'll leave that to you, sir.
So you're saying Councilman McAllister discussed this with you and said that he would like to participate in a vote on this?
He mentioned we did not discuss the ordinance. We did not discuss the topics, but he did say that he wanted to be included when we did it. When he did inform me that his daughter was born, he did say that, you know, he was hoping that he could be included in the conversation and be included in the discussion of it. So, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because Councilman McAllister did text me yesterday morning announcing mm-hmm. me or telling me the announcement of that wonderful new a member of his family and his excitement, but he never mentioned anything about anything on this item or any other item.
Okay.
So I'm sure he was pretty excited about his new daughter coming into the world. Listen, you know, we all have our opinions on this. My opinion is that there definitely needs to be more transparency, an easier way for the people who do have skin in the game, including the taxpayers who have a significant amount of skin in the game, to be able to have a meeting once a year. And I don't think that's anything unreasonable to ask for, particularly where our fiduciary also agrees that it would be something that would be a good idea to do. It's not a great imposition on anyone. It certainly isn't a cost to anyone. I have confirmed that. And the two add-ons, who ex officios, those are folks that are already there. So this is just simply a housekeeping item. And in the end, what we're doing is we're giving the very members who are vested into the pension an opportunity to question our fiduciaries, including the companies that are investing the pensions and overseeing the pensions. Ask them questions as to the how comes and the whys and the maybes, as well as for the taxpayers to be able to address the pension board, the chair, as well as any other questions that they may have. But here again, based upon what you have just said, Councilman Howe, that Councilman McAllister had expressed to you that he would like to be able to participate in the discussion on this item, he would I don't know. So Councilman McAllister, I'm trying to think of what his point was. And if I remember correctly, somebody could correct me if you want to. I believe Councilman McAllister, the only issue that he had was with the appointees, the two ex officios, the city treasurer and the council liaison. I believe that was the only concern that Councilman McAllister had at that time. If you would want to propose something to pull that language out of there, Councilman Howe, you know what? I mean, it's not a major issue to me. The reason that it's there is because we have two of our people. We have the city treasurer, who I believe represents, I believe it's the police department. And we have our council liaison, who is assigned to the board now in her job description, or it could be in his job description at some point down the road. That's not a big issue. And again, I would point out to you that it's also an ordinance. So we can do whatever the pleasure is tonight, assuming that it passes the first go round. It's going to have to come back for a second bite at the apple as well. And Councilman McAllister would certainly be able to express any other additions, deletions, or whatever else he has. So I think in the interest of moving on this, with respect to your position, Councilman Howe's, Councilman McAllister's, I think that would be fair to ask that we vote on this tonight. It does have to come back for a second pass. All this does is it designates two people that sit at these meetings as ex officios, so they can respectfully sit at the table have a place to take notes and do whatever. The council liaison is also the designee if the finance chair is not able to attend. And I feel very, very strongly about a once a year meeting with the fiduciary and the chair of the pension board, and that all members invested into this plan, both current and retirees and members of the public. Keep in mind, members of the public are paying somewhere in the vicinity of 60-some percent, 65-70% of the pensions. So with all of that said, I think it's, I don't think it's anything overburdensome on anyone. It's not, there's no objection from our fiduciary. There is no additional charge to us. We could, if you wanted to, put this as a special meeting, if you would like to do that, so we don't have to drain out time from any other meetings. So with that said, I would like to move this for a vote, knowing that if we get first passage on this, it has to come back for a second passage anyways.
I will not, Mr. Chairman, just, I know you said earlier if I wanted to move on anything, I have no idea. I want to reiterate, I did not speak to Councilman McAllister about any of the this ordinance. I also want to reiterate that since we made the amendments, there's been no discussion with Councilman McAllister and I. So I will respect whatever you do. I just want you to understand, and maybe I'll alert the council president, I will not be seconding on this motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will make a motion to approve PCO 7-19 for all of the reasons that I stated. But do we have a second? Okay, we have no second. So as we discussed earlier.
I believe I can sit in, Councilman, if you need.
I didn't know you were here, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Just going to. Okay. You are sitting in, and that's what we discussed a little earlier in the before
that's
we started
fine.
With the meeting.
I mean, I can second it.
Okay, so we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Mr. Chair,
I'm sorry. Don't get nervous. I'm sorry, I forgot.
No worries.
Any comments, any questions from members of the council? I apologize, seriously. Any questions from members of the council?
I do.
Okay, Councilman Stanappy.
Rather than waste everyone's time, just reiterate my prior points on this one. The fact that it's already a public meeting that the public can attend, and that if there's a time and an issue with the actual timing of the meetings, then that's something that can be resolved internally amongst the members of the pension board. Members of the public are free to obtain their reports digitally even, if they so choose, just as we are, because I know I did. I obtained the minutes, I obtained the reports. There's no reason to drag them here other than have more of the same, especially given that we already have the actuary for the pensions come here, which gives us all the information we could ever need. And if there was anything we wanted to supplement, we can use those reports. I don't see any reason to bog down the pension board with more members when, as Councilman Howe pointed out, the interested parties, I'll say they believe there's fair representation now with proper checks and balances. And I've heard from a few of them too that said the same. And a few of them actually were quite upset that the things were being attempted to be changed without anyone bothered to consult with them at all. So I reiterate my prior points. And just for the record, Councilman McAllister, regardless of what he said as far as particular parts, I recall one of his main things being that because there were changes being made to the bill and we didn't have a sub A at the time, that he wanted to see it. So regardless of one particular change that you highlighted, Councilman Lattiser, I think he still would want to see it, though I can't speak for him, nor do I presume to. All I can speak to is what he said last time.
Okay, any other questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I like the idea of having a special meeting separate, completely separate. That way, I mean, you could call it whenever you know, whenever we need to we feel that we need to have something talked about, but I think it should be a completely separate meeting. I don't think it should be something that has to come from the council, and with more people coming that way, if we have it open, the public can speak, the members can do the answer. We can all get a better view of what's going on with that pension board. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Councilwoman Travis. And I have no objection to that. I had stated earlier, and that was also as a result of some of the comments that were made earlier about, having another presentation, drag on the meeting, get through it, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm fine. I think it's a very good idea to have a special meeting for just this. This is a big issue, and it's not about dragging someone to anything. It's about who is can attend, who can't attend, who's able to log on to the computers, who doesn't log on to the computers. Not everyone in our city is a computer wizard and can log into the computers and get this information. And not everyone is a CPA and can understand all the logistics of what happens in the pension board. And not everyone gets the simple ABCs of what's going on with their plan. So again, I think it's a very important matter. It's a very expensive matter, and it's the future for all of our employees who work for this city. Their pension is also their future. And I think that they're entitled and deserve a once a year meeting so that they can come before the meeting. They can freely ask any questions that they want. They can feed off of other questions that other people have, other conversations that people have in a very transparent way with basically no time limitations and no constraints that they have to get out of work early or do it on a day that might not be the best.
Councilman Lattiser, can I make,
As soon as I finish.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize.
This is not creating some monumental disadvantage to anyone for having to do this. This isn't creating anything that's going to be onerous to the city council. It's not going to be delaying any of our business because, as we've already stated, we can do this with a special meeting. So why, I don't know why anyone would have an objection to increasing the transparency on one of the biggest investments that we have in this city, one of the largest expenditures that are on the tax rolls of the taxpayers. I don't know why anyone would have an objection to having that meeting. That just strikes me as, I just find it odd that anyone would object to that type of transparency for something that is so significant. Councilman Sinapi.
Question, why does it need to be an ordinance? Given that you said you yourself have discussed it with these people and that they can come in of their own volition, why make it an ordinance? Because as I've mentioned before, when you make something an ordinance, you get all the caveats that come with it, including violations that are subject to prison time and fines, unless we otherwise say so directly in the ordinance.
So, Councilman Sinapi, with all due respect, you keep, hopping on fines and jail time, et cetera. So why don't we just throw out all the ordinances we have? Let's get rid of all those laws that we have because we don't want to fine anybody. We don't want to have any prison terms. Let's get rid of all the ordinances. Let's make everything a resolution, which means you can do it if you want. Don't do it if you don't want. It's just barely a wish list. This council can change it tomorrow, the next day, the next council, the next administration can change it whenever they feel like it. So why don't we just throw out all the ordinances and make everything a resolution, and let's all play in the sandbox and hope that everybody gets along. Now, this is something that needs to have an ordinance. It needs to have a specific time frame when the people who are investing into this pension, the employees as well as the taxpayers, the taxpayers filling about two-thirds of the cost of the pensions. I believe they need to have a seat in the room. I believe they need to be in the room, and they need to have the opportunity to ask any questions that they please, as well as the people who are paying into the pensions. They need to have a right. They have the right to ask these investors, why aren't you doing this? Why are you doing this? What's working? What's not working? Where do I stand today? What's the future of my pension? And is it going to be there when I come time to retire in 2 years or 20 years? What is the big deal about having a meeting so that the benefit of the people who are paying into it, being the employees and the taxpayers, can come into one room and a transparent meeting and get all this stuff out so everybody has a clear understanding and nobody has to do it on the computer or rely on the computer, particularly for those folks who can't get into a computer? What's the big deal?
So, you've kind of misconstrued my words a bit there. First off, regarding prior ordinances, I wasn't speaking in regard to prior ordinances. As you yourself have noted, I speak on this when we have ordinance come up since I've gotten on the council, because it is a concern of mine. I'm sorry that ordinances prior to me were drafted in a particular way. I had no control over that. I'm trying to work on the future and going forward. And I think you agree that obviously you don't want to lock people up, et cetera, for stuff that you had no intention for that being the case. I mean, I think that's obvious. My question was, you yourself said these people will come of their own volition. So it's odd to me that you deem it necessary to force them to come. There's plenty of things on the council and in the city government that's not by ordinance that happens every day or every quarter or every year without an issue. So I'm confused why this needs to be an ordinance. And I kind of take issue with the fact that you keep saying the public needs the opportunity to do that. I mean, they already can. The other meeting is a public meeting. I get that you have stated prior that the timing of the meeting is not ideal. And I don't disagree. It doesn't sound like the best time for it, but you're on that board. You can advocate and get the time changed, I would think, though you would know better than I in that regard, truthfully.
Well, once again, Councilman Sinapi, if this ordinance were to pass, this isn't making a demand on anyone to show up other than the fiduciary and the chairman or chairperson of the pension board to come to a special meeting to address the city council. I would think that it would be in the best interest of all council people who represent all of their constituents to have an open and transparent meeting to ask these questions that we collectively, as we do on so many other things in this democracy that we have, speak to and ask questions of each other. Oftentimes questions come up from one particular council person that helps to get thought process going with another council person. It's not putting any constraints on anyone to say you must attend. No, this isn't a must attend. And by the way, if we do it in the first year and no one attends, then we also have, the city council will also have the right to say, you know what, we tried it. We tried to do this transparency. We tried to get people, and apparently it isn't what everyone else wants, and it's not working. So, you know what? We can change it. President Morola, Council President Morola, you got your hand up?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me okay?
I can.